onset, and he got into a job that was too big for him. When Truman took office, a Chicago Tribune columnist spoke for all of civilized humanity when he wrote, "All the world is asking two questions. What sort of man is Harry S. Truman? And what kind of president will he make?" The first 4 months of Truman's presidency saw the collapse of Nazi Germany, the founding of the United Nations, firebombings of Japanese cities that killed many thousands of civilians, the liberation of Nazi death camps, the suicide of Adolf Hitler, the execution of Benito Mussolini, and the capture of arch war criminals from Hitler's number two, Hermann Goering, to the Nazi chief werewolf, Ernst Kaltenbrunner. There was the fall of Berlin, victory at Okinawa, which the historian Bill Sloan has called the deadliest campaign of conquest ever undertaken by American arms, and the Potsdam Conference, during which the new president sat at the negotiating table with Winston Churchill and Joseph Stalin in Soviet-occupied Germany in an attempt to map out a new world. Humanity saw the first atomic explosion, the nuclear destruction of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the dawn of the Cold War, and the beginning of the nuclear arms race. Never had fate shoehorned so much history into such a short period. The 4 months that have elapsed since the death of President Roosevelt on April 12th have been one of the most momentous periods in man's history, wrote a New York Times columnist at the time. They have hardly any parallel throughout the ages. This book is not a full-length biography of Truman, nor is it a study of the decision to drop the atomic bomb, for those books have been written. It is rather an intimate biographical portrait of Truman during the first 4 months of his administration, the climactic months of World War II. It was a time when Americans achieved a sense of unity that seems unimaginable today. It was also a time of massacre, when the U.S. military committed acts it still struggles to justify more than 70 years later. New documents have appeared for research since the wave of Truman biographies was published nearly a quarter century ago. Also, the early days of the Truman administration seem particularly relevant given the global political picture today and all the debate about what the American presidency has or should become. Whether or not the reader accepts my thesis is obviously subjective. Each can decide at the end. But first, there must be a beginning. April 12th, 1945. Timeline. The Rise of Truman. May 8, 1884. Harry S. Truman is born in rural Lamar, Missouri. 1901. Truman graduates high school. Due to lack of funds, he does not go to college. He works through a series of jobs, on a railroad, and then as a clerk at Kansas City Banks. 1906 to 1917. Truman returns to the family farm in Grandview, Missouri, where he will toil obscurely for 11 years. Get-rich-quick schemes from oil wells to mining operations all end in failure. 1918, April 13th. Truman lands in France as a 33-year-old captain in the U.S. Army during World War I. July 11th, he takes command of Battery D. November 11th, World War I ends, while more than 5 million Allied soldiers have been killed, including roughly 117,000 Americans, Truman's Battery D does not lose a single man. June 28, 1919, Truman marries Elizabeth Bess Wallace and moves into her family home in Independence, Missouri. 1922, Truman and Jacobson, a Kansas City haberdashery, fails, leaving Truman financially devastated. With virtually no qualifications, Truman wins an election for a judgeship in rural Jackson County due to the backing of Tom Pendergast, the corrupt boss of Kansas City's Democratic machine. 1924, Truman fails in his bid for re-election. It is the only election he will ever lose. 1926, Truman wins election for presiding judge of Jackson County, again due to the patronage of boss Tom Pendergast. October 24, 1929, Black Thursday. The Great Depression begins. 1933, January 30th. Adolf Hitler becomes Chancellor of Germany. March 4th, Franklin